The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. Hey, it's Todd Herman, and I'm with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Gail. I don't know if I'm allowed to say women's ages. How old are you, Gail? You can tell us if you like.
Well, I'm a little older than you are.
I don't buy it listening to your voice. You spent your career helping people, right, as an RN?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you've seen the disease care industry, and I wanted to talk a little bit of a difference about the health care that Dr. Yardley practices. But what was a specific reason that you went to go see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
I didn't really have any specific ailments, but, having worked over the years with people who had problems, I'm very into preventative care.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know a bit about how the body works, when Dr. Yardley talks about the brain-body connection, that made a lot of sense to me because all of your cranial nerves come through the hole in your skull and then go down into your body and innervate the rest of your body. So when he talks about, there might be a bit of a problem in that area of connection, to me that made a lot of sense. My decision to see Dr. Yardley was based on preventative medicine, just the way you try and eat healthy and you exercise and you try and give your body all of the positive things that it needs to continue to stay healthy.
Yeah, I read a little bit about you and some of the things you've been through in your life. You've not lived, none of us have, lives without challenges. You've had some car accidents and some surgeries, et cetera.
Yeah, and plus I had a few concussions when I was younger. So, none of them gave me any kind of a problem. So when I first went to see Dr. Yardley, I didn't really expect that he would find anything. So I was just stunned when he came back into the office and said that, most people are out, 2 or 2.5 degrees, and I was out over 5 degrees. I was just shocked.
Wow. And why did you see Dr. Yardley instead of a full spine chiropractor?
Well, just because of that brain-body connection, that just made so much sense to me because, our whole body is innervated from our brain and skull on down through. So it just seems to me if there was some infringement on that connection that, eventually our body might pay a bit of a price for that. So my thought was to, like I said earlier, to give my body every positive thing that I can to help it continue to stay healthy.
Absolutely. And, Gail, since I've been a patient, Dr. Yardley's now about 3 years, I've really tried to explain to people the difference between health care and disease care. And to me, the way I boil it down is disease care is I went in for joint pain. Disease care is, hey, let's really study your knee and study your ankle and let's give that a name and maybe we'll call it if it's not what I have. And maybe we'll call yours fibromyalgia, but let's not spend any time swimming upstream to the brain-body connection. But I'm an amateur. You spent your life as an RN. So how do you describe the difference between health care and disease care?
Well, disease care is taking care of a problem that already exists. But with preventative care and health care, you're actually, trying to prevent some of the problems that a lot of people run into, especially as they start aging. So for me, there's a huge difference in preventative, alternative care, and disease care, because you're taking care of a disease that may not have existed had you been able to give your body the ammunition that it needs to stay healthy.
Well, well said. And what do you say to people who are sitting on that fence about going to go see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
You really don't have anything to lose. It's a very pleasant experience. He's a very knowledgeable man, and if you can assist your body to stay healthy for all of your life, you know, I think it's very important to give your body the ammunition that it needs to stay healthy, and I think seeing Dr. Yardley is one of those ways that you can assist yourself in staying healthy.
I'm always curious about this, Gail, because I've met a number of patients of Dr. Yardley's. What was your first reaction when you got your first upper cervical treatment from the doctor? Because I know what mine was.
Oh, it was so gentle. It was, you know, it was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. I've been to chiropractors over the years and used to being twisted and turned and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this was just so gentle and so soft and so non-invasive. It was just a very comfortable thing to undergo.
Yeah, I had the same experience. Was surprised at how quickly I felt better, and it was pronounced. Now, I know you went in for preventative care to give your body the ammunition it needs, and that's great. More people need to do that at the Yardley Institute. But I understand you did see some improvements in how you felt.
Oh, I did. I have a better overall sense of well-being, and I think a lot of it was due to, you know, the things that Dr. Yardley was a part of. But a part of it, I think, for me, and probably a lot of other people, is, you know, you just because you're doing really positive things for your body, it gives you a psychological advantage that you know that you're doing the best that you can to continue to stay healthy.
Yeah. And anything else you think people should know about Dr. Yardley, D.C.?
Oh, he's just a lovely man, and the office staff they're always in good moods. I mean, you can't go in there and be in any kind of a down mood, because it's impossible. Everyone is just so upbeat. It's just a really nice place to go to spend a bit of time.
Couldn't agree more. Well, I appreciate you coming on with us, and thank you. We really appreciate it. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately, my acid reflux went away. Had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain. And that's just tremendous for me.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, a fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes.
Yeah.
We're a brotherhood, because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
Oh, man, it's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time. Within 48 hours, I started to see a difference that was, at first, I thought it was psychosomatic. Yeah. I thought, okay, something is changing. Something is feeling better. Something is happening. But I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Lest I jinx this.
Yeah. And you were talking about some of the challenges you face, such as rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that ran in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not yet encountered that, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It'll come. So that was a shock for you, but that's also, you're also dealing with that?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. The rheumatoid has been very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Just because I saw my mom and it was just horribly debilitating. She was crippled to the day that she died.
Yeah.
And I got that and it was a gut punch.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, oh my gosh, dealing with that was painfully difficult.
Yeah. And you've been an active guy your whole life. And so, and I can see it in you. I can see that you're a guy that has been active your life. You're an Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like now to start being able to do things with your scouts again?
It's amazing because I've even shared this with Dr. Yardley and several friends. It's like, I feel I can run again. I feel I can exercise and lift weights again, which for the past 2 to 3 years has just not been possible.
Yeah.
So to be able to go and work with the scouts and work with, there's a couple guys that I'm trying really hard to get across the line of Eagle Scout. And with me not being able to be there, it's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And to be able to go back and they just look and go, oh, Mr. Wood, you're back. You're back. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. You said something to me and I didn't even realize it about headaches. Cause I mm-hmm. the other day was talking to someone and he was saying, oh, I had sciatica and it's gone. I thought, wait a minute. I had sciatica and I didn't even realize, but since I've been seeing Dr. Lee Yardley, it's like, I don't have that. But then you mentioned headaches. I haven't had those either.
Yes. And I used to live on Excedrin. Seriously. I would take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 a day, religiously every day. And that occurred to me. It's like, my goodness, I haven't seen a headache. I haven't felt even the inklings of a headache.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you mentioned the other little niggling pains and hurts and all those that are just going away, I started to realize he's right. Things are just starting to happen.
Yeah.
I don't require nearly as much sleep.
Yeah.
Which just really blows me away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so you said, there must be something to this brain-body connection.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. It makes all the sense in the world. The way I've tried to explain this to people is, look, what happens if it's severed?
Yes.
That's just bad, right?
Yes.
I understand. I've done some research. Severing the brain-body connection is bad, but what about impacting that? So what do you tell people who are skeptical? Because I think traditional medicine, you and I are talking about some of the flaws with traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. I mean, they mean well, but oftentimes they're seeking a program or they're seeking a medication or a surgical outcome.
Yep.
What do you tell people about this, the way that Dr. Lee Yardley deals with the brain-body connection?
It's fascinating because I usually will tell, he says, I am not curing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not healing you. I am restoring the brain to body, because what an amazing machine your body really is.
Yeah.
How it can do the things it does, how it can affect the things that it does. And it's all happening. It's all because, as I said, one of the lifestyle changes, I've stopped taking my statin drugs because they were causing me pains all over my body. Mm. And those went away within days. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
You know, I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. This way it's lighting up and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome area, right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes.
So help me out here, because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them, guys our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right? Or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to say, look, don't wait. This has been my experience. It's been experience of other people. So help me. We're talking to those maybe men our age. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? Why? I'm not kidding. You creak and you groan and you moan. And it's like, you don't have to do that. When you say about the getting up and can't even walk, that is exactly what drove me into him. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, I could barely walk. And so I tell the people, even my coworkers, did you notice I'm not getting up and struggling to walk? And the guy goes, yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things of what keyed in when you said, don't make this the last resort.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you have no other options.
Yeah.
Because I did exactly that.
Yeah.
And my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having, and I couldn't do the continue medication. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, and as you know, I think I've shared on the air, my dad just masked his symptoms for years with medication, ibuprofen and many other things, all legal, by the way, but none of it advisable for the situation he's in. Well, you know what? God bless you. I'm thrilled for you. I'm extremely happy for you, and I'm getting the contact high watching you be happy.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't, when I think about it, I can't wipe the smile off my face. I'm serious. This has been a godsend. I thank Dr. Yardley for what he's able to do. And Todd, I thank you for bringing this to my attention of saying, don't wait, do this.
Wow.
And when I finally did, it was, I can't tell you the changes. Of course, I don't have to. You know the changes.
Yeah.
It's just, it's huge to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening too. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah. It's my honor. I love what you do here.
Thank you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, aftercare with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days, just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride to Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. It's Todd Herman. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Let's get into this. I've been studying the kinetic chain.
Yes.
The connection of the body, the kinetic five.
Right.
And it led me back to thinking about the treatment I've undergone with you because everything is connected. As I'm getting my movement analyzed, I'm realizing that, hey, the problem I have with the shoulder lift isn't actually my shoulder. My movement coach is saying, no, the problem is your glutes.
Right.
And it reminded me of when I went to treatment for you. I went in for joint pain. Mm-hmm. That was eradicated, and then sciatica was gone, mm-hmm. and that made sense. Okay, it's connected to the joints, but my sinuses?
Mm-hmm.
I had a yearly sinus infection for 25 years of my life.
Yes.
And I don't have it, and I've met two or three of your fellow patients who were shocked that their sinus problem went away after having this treatment from you, and it brought me back to the kinetic chain. Now, I don't know that it's the kinetic chain applies to your treatment, but the connectedness does.
It does. What we work with is control systems within the body, normalizing control systems. And the body is always adapting to what's going on in your life, throughout your life, the things that you've done, CrossFit, you know, things that we've done. I did Aikido for 8 years, and our body is adapted to those, and those adaptions become our problems. Once we restore control back to the control systems, then things begin to start working optimally again. And that's what your trainer's trying to do with you as well. He's trying to get this body to function in its optimal fashion, you see.
Yeah, so now I'm remembering back to when I sustained a neck injury in wrestling. And for my whole senior year, all my coaches made fun of me because I walked around with my neck twisted to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And that became an adaptation that I carried for years to, I guess, you know, make up for the fact of this injury. But this also, though, it manifests in these demonstrable ways. You stunned me when I went back in and looked at my x-rays from when I first went in.
Yes.
And the ridges that had gone away.
Right.
On my vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you told me that was going to happen, but to see the visible evidence, is that an adaptation that we grow these bad ridges?
Well, that's true. They're there for a reason. They don't happen for no reason at all. And so once you remove the reason that they're there, the body sometimes has the ability to correct for them and get rid of them. Other times they stay there, but that problem doesn't progress any further.
This ties to me to, I'm hearing a whole lot of people talking all the time about fibromyalgia, and they talk about neuropathy. neuropathy, and those are sort of disease names to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think of them as endpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, and that's correct.
You know, that is right.
That is a very accurate. See, if you take a look at nerves, nerves communicate within the body. Pain is a communication to your brain. Something's wrong. Something's not working right. But if the control systems get disturbed, then they become overactive, and this can lead to things like regional pain syndrome or fibromyalgia. And then there's another thing that can happen, and that is the nerves begin to go to sleep. They begin to die. And that results in a thing called neuropathy, you see. So when you get a neuropathy in the legs, it can result in bizarre symptoms. Like one of the things with neuropathy is it starts feeling like there's a sock bunched up under your toes. And you look and you check, and it's not there. It's neuropathy is what's going on. Now, what I like to see in the patients coming in with neuropathy is if the neuropathy comes and goes, it means those nerves are still alive. And if they're still alive, then we can do something about it.
This is fascinating. And, you know, I've been your patient for 3 years, and I think about you now connected to CrossFit, as you're saying, and training. So let me see if I can map this back to maybe some other people might understand this. I know there's a guy at my gym, and he loves golf. That's his passion in life.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks he's developed a hip problem because mm-hmm. he's lacked this mobility. But that could be, you know, that could be the nerves coming from the shoulder. It could be coming from the neck, the upper cervical area. And these adaptations might be, hey, his shoulder shifted over to make up for this, to make up for that, but he's just feeling it in his hip, right?
That's right. And you see a lot of golfers, even like Tiger Woods, has been through at least 4 back surgeries, I believe. And these surgeries are, you know, the best effort to try and solve a problem at hand. But the golfing has certain, it uses the body in certain ways. In fact, every form of exercise, there is a culture around it, and it uses the body in certain ways, and those ways lead to problems. So like I work with a professional golfer, and he's young. He's in his 20s. I don't want him to end up like Tiger Woods. So we're building into his program of care. He's already got back pain. So we're dealing with that. That's getting better. But we've got to retrain his body to be able to enable him to do this for the next 20, 30 years without ending up like a lot of the pros do.
Yeah, but sometimes the problems come from not having activity, but being busy sitting at our desks, right?
Well, so true. If you take a look at society, you're going to find that all of our work is done in a 3x4 box in front of us. Computer, working on driving the car, working on watching TV, and that leads to this whole breakdown.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was like the veal cage. Not to be blunt, but we do live our lives in these little cages, right? Mm-hmm. Trains, airplanes. And who would you rather have someone be doing? Really vigorous exercise, getting knocked around, or sitting all day?
The first. Yes.
So there's are going to be listeners who are not yet patients of yours, and they're hearing us talk about an active life, but sometimes you're forced to sit in these sedentary ways. But that also affects the adaptation, and that's also something that you can help people with.
Yes, and those adaptions become more and more of a problem as we get older. And you'll find that those adaptions in our society, one feeds on top of the other, feeds on top of the other. And guess what? We call that aging.
And all of a sudden, this little problem you have because your stool wasn't correctly aligned or your desk was not particularly ergonomic, now that's gone through that chain, and all of a sudden it's pain in the feet, or as you said, it's neuropathy or cases like that, or the hip.
Yeah. Or with time and breakdown, it can start affecting the sinuses. It can result in headaches. It can start resulting in asthma. Many of these other things can begin to evolve and develop with time with this breakdown in the body. Part of what we try and do with our practice members is we try and train them how to do things in their life to start offsetting the breakdown. I mean, we're going to drive. We drive cars. That's not going to change. But we can build into their lives things that will offset that. We use the slant board and things like that, which you've probably experienced when you've come in the office. And we do that to try and break down old patterns and habits so that the body can once again become healthy.
Yeah. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. In a minute, we're going to chat with John, who's a fellow patient of Dr. Yardley's. But first, I wanted to share with you kind of an update on me and where I'm at. It's been almost a year since I started treatment with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and what I've experienced since then is I don't get to see him enough, right? And what I mean by that is that there's a whole lot of business people, they want you in there all the time. That's how they make their money. Dr. Yardley's different, right? His goal is to make sure that he sees you when you need to be seen, make sure that you're keeping up with the treatments and that you're staying in good health. And my joint pain is so gone that if I ever do, like, hit my knee or something, I'm reminded, wow, I used to feel this way a lot. The sciatica was gone. In fact, I didn't even remember I had it, honestly, until my friend Ron Upshaw, who's in radio at Cairo, and he's a patient of Dr. Yardley. He mentioned sciatica and that he'd had that. And then I remember, oh my gosh, I used to have this. My sleep is better and I don't have headaches, etc. I think the other thing I noticed about Dr. Yardley is when I do see him, because obviously I go check in, and you may know this, that I think 40% of Dr. Yardley's patients are there for preventative reasons, to make sure that they don't end up in pain as we age. When I do go see him, his memory about me and what I was suffering from is magnificent. His interest in what I'm doing is always there. And every time I go in and I have chats with people in the welcome area, I'm just regaled with the same stories, right? That people have had these same experiences. And I do run into people who will say, you know, I've tried other treatments and these things have not worked for me and I still find myself in pain. And I always say to them, hey, have you heard anyone talk with you about the brain-body connection? Have you ever worked with someone who concentrates on something so specific and has done it for so many years? And you rarely do have someone say, you know, yeah, in fact, I've never met someone not a patient of Lee Yardley who's had that experience. Because, look, he's devoted his life to this. What he does is rare. What he does for me and as for so many others is remarkable and effective, and I just can't thank him enough for it. So, hey, we're going to shift gears, and I'm going to talk right now to John. So let's go talk to John. So you had quite a story about how you got injured and ended up going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yes, I worked construction, and I was up on a wall, and I fell, and I caught myself on a beam on the way down. And doing that, I wrenched my shoulder and my neck, and so I was in a lot of pain. I tried to keep working, but I was having to use my left arm to lift my right arm, and that went on for a few weeks. And I'd been going to chiropractor since I was a kid.
Yeah.
That wasn't helping. I'd gone for x-rays and didn't show anything. And after MRIs showed that there was a fracture there, they said basically there's nothing that we can do. You can't put a cast on a shoulder and it'll eventually heal. But, you know, there's nothing really we can do for it right then. So I continued with chiropractic. After a while, I listened to KTTH all the time. I'd heard Dr. Yardley advertised, and so I decided to give him a try. And within about 2 weeks of starting care with him, the pain was completely gone.
So, awesome.
And I'd been in pain for, you know, I'd been having to, even like to comb my hair or whatever, having to use my left arm to lift my right arm and, you know, put a shirt on, have to kind of turn sideways so I didn't have to lift my right arm to put my shirt on, you know. And so within a couple of weeks, the pain was gone.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So, look, I'm a patient, too. And so my experience was, maybe you've heard me say this in the air, the first time I got treated by Dr. Yardley, I honestly thought, wait a minute, did this guy do anything? Because it's so gentle and non-invasive that I walked out going, oh, okay, honestly, something happened. But then it was 2 days later for me, and I had joint pain, right ankle, left knee, right hip, left shoulder, gone. And you had the same experience about the gentleness of the care, non-invasive?
When he did his first adjustment, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything move. I didn't hear anything. I was, you know, I wondered if it was actually going to work, but I was willing to give it a try. I was so much pain.
Yeah. And then you went through, I guess, a busy period in your time or in your life, and you weren't going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yeah, when the crash happened, I worked construction, so you know we were hit pretty hard, and I made a financial decision instead of a medical decision to stop going to see him. And I was okay for a while, and my health just kind of tapered off until about December of last year. I had been getting worse and worse. I'd been going to another chiropractor, and different chiropractor was doing adjustments on me about twice a week just to keep me where I could sleep at night. I was having numbness that was developing in my shoulder, and that eventually grew and spread to where my whole arm was numb, as if I was asleep on it. So I decided I'd go back to Dr. Yardley again, and again, it was within about 2 weeks of returning to care under him, Dr. Yardley again, that the numbness was gone, the pain was gone. I wasn't going back to the other chiropractor because I didn't need to. My neck was more stable and the spine was more stable.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who go to the Dr. Yardley for preventative care, right? You know, so you go through and the pain is gone, and then I guess probably 40% of his patients, like me, are just there for preventative care.
Yeah, and I wish I had kept doing that. I didn't, but I will now. Yeah. I'm not stopping anymore.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Yeah. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard, and the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her, and she seriously recommended it. You know, we met Dr. Yardley, and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain, and, you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know. He's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. Yeah. Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, in just a second, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Deanna. And she has had, I mean, she's had a hard time. Tell me a little bit about her.
She's a music minister. She plays. And she brought to us issues that she'd had her entire life. But the problem was, they were getting worse. They've been getting worse over the last 4 years. And she'd been through extensive diagnostic workups, MRI, x-rays, etc. Uh-huh. And she had to sleep with ice packs every night.
I want to talk to her. Let's invite her in.
Sounds good.
Deanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be able to share with you.
Hi there.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Deanna, we like to start by asking people, I know that you were a music minister. I was curious about the various maladies, the things that you were suffering from when you went to see Lee. And I understand you had a long history of back and neck pain. Tell me about that.
I had 2 really serious head injuries when I was a little girl, and I kind of think that's where it came from. And I just, ever since I was in my 20s, had low back, neck, upper back pain that just got worse. And now I'm in my 50s, and everything just kind of progressed and got worse.
Had you gone to see somebody about this? Had you had any clinical work done?
Oh, yeah, lots. I've seen 5 chiropractors over the years, had a lot of spinal manipulation, saw a massage therapist, obviously had drugs on hand to occasionally take. But I just reached the point in the last 5 years where, in addition to just constant pain and neck stiffness, I began having unpredictable and explosive bursts of pain in my neck, which quite frankly frightened me. And I just felt like my neck was going to break. On top of that, I felt like my nervous system was just increasingly on edge, and I was having problems with shaking and tremors. And I was just nervous and jumpy. My body was just out of control.
You were having some trouble sleeping. Do I understand that to be correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big problems with insomnia. and migraines.
How much were you sleeping a night?
There was quite a few years there where it was maybe 2 to 6 hours a night.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a crazy woman. So I'm amazed my husband stayed.
So you ended up going to see Dr. Yardley.
That was the best choice I ever made. And I'm so grateful because my husband, Lonnie, listens to your show all the time. And he kept mentioning Dr. Yardley, and I'm ashamed to admit, but he finally said, why don't you go see Dr. Yardley? And I just said, an infomercial? Really? And I was skeptical. I was super skeptical. Dr. Yardley just turned the whole thing around. And what I loved the most about it was Dr. Yardley's little adjustment. You hardly know. You don't know anything's happening.
Yeah, what was your impression after you got adjusted?
I was amazed because I did. Some people said they didn't feel anything, but I didn't feel anything when you did the adjustment. But afterwards, I felt little tingles go across the top of my head, like for the first time in a long time, blood was going to my brain. And it just felt really good. I just felt my body kind of relax.
Now, my understanding is that you've been under Dr. Yardley's care for a while. Are you still sleeping on ice packs?
You know, I don't use the ice packs anymore. That's right. I slept on ice packs every night. I don't use the ice packs anymore. I sleep well. I rarely have pain. When I do have a little twinge of pain, it's very short and very mild, and it comes and goes quickly. Man, I can ride in a car, which I couldn't do that for a long time. I couldn't ride in a car for longer than 5 minutes, and I can just cook and do chores. And I mean, yeah, my whole life has changed. I'm mostly pain free.
And your husband has chosen to remain with you.
He has. And I got to tell you, one of the really significant things is, you know, we love to camp and hike, and I'd been in the Canadian Rockies, and while we were camping there, we took really two really difficult hikes, and one of them was 8 miles round trip, and it was steep. And I did all the hiking and all the camping without one single back pain.
Wow.
And yeah, I know, that's unprecedented. So I'm trying to convince my husband that he needs to come to Dr. Yardley now.
That's good. We like that.
Yeah.
Let's get the whole family going.
Yeah, so it's been my miracle.
I have a question for you, Deanna.
Yes.
What message do you have to the wives of husbands who are busy trying to tell them that they need to come in and see us or come and listen to our program?
Yeah, I know. You know, my advice would be your skepticism is understandable, but it's ill-founded, and don't wait. Because life is so much better when you don't have pain and when you've got energy. It's just so much better. My life is so different. I never thought it could be like this.
I think that's good advice.
Deanna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Well, you guys have a good afternoon.
You do the same.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio. You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before you started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, like mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Todd Herman. You hear me here on Cairo from time to time. You've heard me on KTTH and my buddy Frank Shires. He does the evening news here in Cairo. We get to hang out some of these mornings with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We're both patients of his, so we got to turn the tables. Now we get to ask the doc questions. Well, I wanted to chat with you today about one of the things that's impressed me, Dr. Yardley, is the way you operate only on data. Every time I go to the institute to work with you guys, you always check me, always operate on data, always asking how I'm doing. But the intake process, you know, when people go find out if they're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute, it's not some little 15-minute chat. I mean, you really dig in. It's gentle. It's not invasive the way you do it. But what are you looking for in that process? Because that was one thing that impressed me, well, of many things. But the intake process seems so rigorous.
Well, one of the first steps that we have to do is find out about the person themselves. What's going on with them? What's important to them? And one of the standard questions I will always start out with, and that is, if you had to pick one thing that you most want to get help with as a result of coming to this office, what would it be? And then they get to share what that is. Many of them don't like that question because they've got like three or four things and they're wanting and hoping for help with all three or four. And they may well get that. But from my purpose, I need to find out what is the most important thing. Then once we've got the details of that, I found out what else they've tried, what's worked, what hasn't worked. A little bit more about their history and background. Then we move into, first of all, a brief explanation in terms of what we do.
Right.
And then we move into some testing. The testing is really designed to determine if a patient's a candidate for care. I would just sooner not have a person as a patient than have them not helped. And so we go through this series of tests performed by myself. I have clinical assistants that work with me in doing it.
Yeah.
And these are creating a series of metrics. Our work is always metric-based. Even the x-ray work that I do is really based on taking measurements off the x-rays, measurements that should be, A, reproducible, and, B, we should be able to show that they're gone, that they're changed afterwards. Otherwise, we didn't do our job. So a lot of that first visit is really getting to know the person, getting to know what issues are important to them, and also getting to know what's going on with their body, and is this something, do we feel that we can help the case or not? So it allows me to get to know the patient, what's important, and be real in terms of our expectations, what we can do and what we can't do. We help many, many people, but we're not a cure-all. And it's important that we start out with realistic expectations so people will be most satisfied with the care that they get.
Yeah, you visited with a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, Corey, who called you to see if there's a preliminary chance that you could help her. And she went through some of her medical history, and you were able to determine that, wow, there's a lot going on here that we probably are not able to address, maybe some other things we could help you with. And she was disappointed, but she was also thrilled. She was thrilled because you were honest, right?
Yep.
And what I've found, though, is when I went into work with you and it was for joint pain, what was so interesting to me was I had conditions I didn't know about. Because I think as we age, we just, right, we get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had sciatica, and I just thought, well, this is what it is to be 50. I have sciatica. And I had these headaches that would reoccur every weekend. I would get sinus infections every year. I haven't had a sinus infection since I worked with you. Not one. And you've explained that to me in terms of not focusing on just the name of something. Okay, I have fibromyalgia. I have acid reflux. I have depression. Those are names that folks give things. But focusing instead on this central issue of the brain-body connection. So how is it that brain-body connection, how can it improve so many things that, in my case, I didn't even know I had wrong?
Well, because you'll find that we are victims of society, both in terms of our programming towards healthcare, but also in terms of how we treat our bodies. We're going to drive a car every day. We're going to sit in front of TV. If you're in the younger group, you're going to be texting. What does that all do? It creates your head coming forward, your shoulders getting, and your posture begins to deteriorate. And that begins to create key breakdowns in your body. And those key breakdowns start becoming our problem areas. And we look at it and wonder, where did that come from, you see? So part of the care that we provide at the office is not just correcting that brain-body connection, not just facilitating the ability of the body to heal itself, but also to start retraining these habits so that as we get older, 60, 70, 80 years of age, we've not got this building crescendo of breakdown in the body.
Building crescendo of breakdown. You need to trademark that because, no, that's said really, really well. A building crescendo of breakdown, because that makes sense to me. You shared my follow-up x-rays with me.
Yes.
You reversed something in me that was, you know, I was getting to a dangerous point where I needed you.
Mm-hmm.
There's folks who listen to you and they've tried everything, right? Because they've been told it's pills, it's surgery. That's just a different approach than you, because I've heard you say you don't heal people.
No, we do not. The body heals itself. Yeah. We try and eliminate what we do and what we're about is eliminating that which is stopping the body from healing itself. So it's just a matter of correcting that and getting out of the way.
Yeah. And when I visited with you for the first time and I went through the gentle non-invasive tests and then had my first treatment from you, which is also gentle non-invasive, I was surprised. I was actually shocked at how quickly I felt better. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.